The BC Wildlife Federation is petitioning the federal government for answers and federal funding to deal with invasive mussels just a week after a contaminated boat was intercepted before it could reach the Okanagan. The petition, submitted in partnership with the Environmental Law Center under the Auditor General Act, calls for federal ministers, including the Ministers of Agriculture, Environment, Indigenous Relations and Fisheries, to respond to the questions from the BCWF. "We have taken this unusual step to ensure that the threat of infestation of BC's freshwater systems is properly addressed to avoid economic and environmental harm to British Columbians, fish and wildlife, public utilities, businesses, and First Nations," said BCWF Executive Director Jesse Zeman. "If you drink water, pay taxes, enjoy the beach, or fishing, you should be concerned about invasive mussels." The provincial government of BC introduced amendments to the Wildlife Act earlier in 2025 to introduce mandatory boat inspections and require clean, drain, dry procedures, following the 2024 requirement to remove any drain plug from a vessel that is being transported through the province. Those changes have not yet been set into law. They also require funding to ensure adequate protection. "If the federal government doesn't act quickly to help prevent the spread of invasive mussels, BC's lands and water systems could suffer significant damage," said Patricia Weber, a lawyer at the Environmental Law Center. "The federal government has a legal obligation to protect fish and fish habitat, including through the prevention of aquatic invasive species. BC needs increased funding under the federal government's Aquatic Invasive Species Protection Fund to prevent this problem from becoming an environmental and economic disaster. The choice is clear: pay now to prevent the problem or pay a lot more later to fix it." The BCWF pointed to a post shared by the BC Conservation Officer Service on September 19 on a contaminated boat with invasive mussels and standing water in its bilge that was caught before it could enter the Okanagan. "The boat was sealed by Alberton conservation officers before it could reach Kelowna and ordered to undergo full decontamination in Penticton, and was caught just days after the petition was submitted. Invasive mussels, which include both zebra and quagga mussels, are invasive species that have taken root in the Great Lakes after being introduced there in the 1980s. In addition to fouling up intakes for hydroelectric and water systems, including drinking water, they possess razor-sharp shells and methods to eliminate them could wreak havoc on the environment. After quagga mussels were discovered in the Snake River in Idaho in 2023, the state government used 40,000 pounds of prescribed copper-based poison to try and kill them off. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, it killed off 90% of the invertebrates in the water that many fish species rely on for food, and left 7,000 pounds of potentially toxic copper settled in the riverbed. "Infestations of these invasive mussels could lead to declines in rainbow trout and kokanee salmon," the BCWF said. "Invasive mussels can retain waterborne toxins in their flesh, which exposes the waterfowl and fish that eat them to illnesses such as botulism." For years, the Okanagan Basin Water Board, OBWB, has raised alarms about invasive mussels, and BCWF's petition highlights how urgent this issue has become. "We need immediate federal leadership and funding to ensure BC is not left facing the devastating costs of an infestation," James Litley, Chief Operating Officer, OBWB. The petition details the federal government's legal obligations to environmental, economic, and cultural crises under a variety of federal statutes, such as the Fisheries Act, the Species at Risk Act, and the Canada Shipping Act, and Ottawa's commitment to UNDRIP and DRIPA. "It's past time for the federal government to justify its inaction in the face of a significant environmental and economic threat, or act in proportion to the threat," said Zeman. Those interested can read the entire petition here.